Word on Today FM.
The provision of an adequate supply of new homes, both houses and apartments, is going to be critical to this government over the next 5 years. It has projected that there will be 300,000 new units built over the next 5 years. There are people who think that that will not be enough. But will they even get to that level of construction? There's a damning report out today from Mitchell McDermott, and we're joined by Paul Mitchell, director and co-founder of this company, which is a construction consultancy and knows what it's talking about. What are the chances of getting to 300,000 over the next 5 years, based particularly on what's been happening in the last couple of years?
I think, Matt, unless we change something now, there is no chance of hitting 300,000. And we saw that completions were down 7% last year, but apartments were down 24%. And we have known for the last 2 to 3 years that the apartments are not, because the investment funds have left the country. And we knew, even with the LDA and the AHB shoring up the numbers and the state pouring money into it, we knew that these numbers were going to fall. So the apartments is not a surprise. And they will continue to fall until they steady out. But we need, on across housing and apartments, a 16% year-on-year increase from this year, from 2024 numbers, to get to 300,000.
And we're just about, you know, nobody expects us to go immediately to 60,000 this year and have 560s to get to that 300,000. But what are we likely to get this year now, do you reckon, on the basis of the planning permissions and the commencements that are in place?
Like, our figure is around 32,000 for this year.
Nowhere near enough.
Nowhere near enough.
And for next year?
And for next year, we're ramping up to 36, 40, but we need to be ramping up quicker than that. There's no way we're going to go. Like, our target figure is 50,000 on average a year for this 6 years to 2030. And we're not going to go from 30 to 50 overnight. So there is a ramp up. But the worrying thing is permissions are down 15%. And then even when you have permission, you know, you have to...
Are they activated?
Yeah. You know, like we did this planning mortality, right? And when you look at the 200,000 units that went into fast track planning, right? Only 112,000 came out the bottom. So now we're at 56% of applications already. And out of that 112,000 that had permission, only 80,000 were activated. So 40% of applications are actually making it to site at the moment on the fast track. So there isn't that amount of applications coming through. We had the bounce in commencements last year, but that was due to levies and people hitting deadlines to get the levy waivers and Irish Water waivers. So we have to change something drastic. And one of the areas that we have to focus on, it's not a big thing, right? But investment funds that we kind of shooed away from this country by changing regs on them, and the high interest rates. Well, the interest rates are coming down, more reductions today. The second thing is adjusting the rent caps. At the moment, we say, invest here for 30 years, you can never increase above 2%. Okay?
Kate English, Chief Economist with Deloitte, is with us as well. Look, if these investment funds are gone, and politically they weren't popular, and with the public they weren't popular, can't the state just step in and build all of the apartments that these funds otherwise would have funded and owned?
I think we had a really good report that was out by the Department of Finance last summer that gave a breakdown of just how much capital was required each year to deliver your 30,000, your 40,000 and your 50,000 units. And that figure, just to get to the 40,000 unit mark, was 20 billion. And the majority of that, the Department of Finance stated, and the Housing Commission report that was released last summer as well, said that that needed to come from our private investment funds. And I think
that the state can't afford to put up 20 billion plus per annum towards building houses.
Nor should we be concentrating everything on just one pool of capital, a one pool of supply, because that's quite a dangerous environment for our market to go to if we're solely reliant on the government and public building as well. There's also an element when we look at this of, in terms of the type of supply, the type of tenure that's going to come out here from that delivery. And that's where it's important that we have these different types of capital at play, be it your government, your private institutional capital, because we want that mix and tenure as well. So there's an element also of efficiency. We can't have everything focused on one element of the market. It leaves ourselves very vulnerable to, if there are changes externally, changes in our fiscal stance within Ireland, and we have done nothing to draw back in that institutional capital to the market, have we left ourselves strained in a few years' time?
Kate, many people do not want to pay exorbitant rents to private overseas landlords.
Correct. But we need all forms of supply in the market. The only way to improve affordability within the market, and I know there's people who disagree with this, but this is my stance, is to improve your overall level of supply. Without increasing supply, we will not see rents come back, nor will we see your prices for home purchases come back either. And there is some good data out there for it. I know previously we've spoken on some of the DAF.ie reports, and there was an element when we were seeing an increase in your overall private rented stock coming to the market within Dublin during those years when our private institutional or pension funds essentially were very active in the market, that there was a pullback in that overall level of rental growth within the market. So those pressures on your demand supply dynamics were coming down. But if we're now moving in the opposite direction of that, of where apartment completions are falling and falling quite dramatically, there's no sign of those investment funds coming back to the market, we risk that trend going in the opposite direction once again.
I don't think, if you look at the recent report looking at 25-year-olds, whether they care where their landlord lives or is from. They care about getting out of from under mum and dad's feet and getting into an apartment that they can rent and start living their life.
Yeah, but they also care about whether they can afford that rent, and they also care about whether they're going to be in a position where they can ever actually buy rather than always looking forward to a future of renting. Well,
there's a couple of things there. One, I agree with Kate in relation to the answer is always supply. To bring down rent, it's supply. And at the moment, we don't have the supply. We need competition at that level, and we need pension funds. These aren't vulture funds or whatever other pejorative term is used. This is teachers' funds from Texas or Oslo or whatever.
Well, then, Kate, I have an idea I want to pitch to you, because I wrote about this last weekend. We have something like 177 billion euro of money in savings deposit accounts.
Yes.
Why doesn't the government do something like setting up a special housing bond to encourage people to transfer money out of their savings accounts where they're getting paid minimal rates of interest to be paid a dividend on the owner on this particular bond, a bond that could be traded if need be, cashed in, and actually setting up a massive fund that the state could use money kept in the bank on deposit productively for the building of houses and apartments to the benefit of everybody.
And I do think that's a valid point and a idea worth exploring more. And yes, I've seen the article that you're referring to, and I've also heard that from a number of different other parts of the market as well. So I do think that would be a conversation point this year. As you rightly said, we've a record level of deposits on accounts at the moment, and should we be using that? But again, it's back to my point of we need multiple different streams of capital to be at play in our
market. This is an extra one, I'm suggesting.
An extra one, absolutely. But it doesn't discount the argument that we had earlier, or the proposition earlier, that we need that institutional capital in also. What I'd also like to bring it back to here, and it kind of links back to the report released today by Paul at Mitchell McDermott, is that there's an element of we sometimes get really concentrated on just one data point, be it completions or commencements. But we need to be looking at the long-term play here. The immediate term of delivery for 2025 will come from what commenced last year. That medium to long term delivery will come from what's coming through your planning permissions, but also what we're doing with that long term land. And when I'm talking about this, I'm more so talking about, well, what are our long term plans when it comes to zoning, when it comes to infrastructure planning? So that we're making sure we have a constant stream of land that's coming through, that's zoned, that's serviced, and that can therefore be delivered on, and not focused on just a 1 to 2 year land delivery plot.
I'm not disagreeing with anything that Kate has said, Paul, but we did have a housing commission which made loads of recommendations to government, and they just more or less ignored it.
Yeah, and I was part of that commission. You know, I was part of the working group for a year and a half, put a lot of free time into it.
How do you feel about the fact that it was ignored?
I think it should not be ignored. There was a lot of intelligence around those tables, a lot of experts on all different areas taking a long-term view on housing, right? And as we sit here today, the National Planning Framework is not signed off, right? The NPF is not signed off, which means land cannot be zoned. It means that councils can't start their development plans. It means that planning permissions can't be applied for. And it means that services can't be put in place. Like, we have to say from a long-term point of view, we're sleepwalking. We have been for quite a while. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. And these numbers shouldn't be coming as a surprise to anyone. And one of the other things that we call for is like a construction clearinghouse. We need technical expertise, and whether that's held in the LDA or somewhere else, but we need someone that is looking at collectively at the issues, land, zoning, services, all the blockages to get from need to keys. It's not just about planning or construction.
Paul Mitchell, Director and Co-Founder of Mitchell McDermott. Kate English, Chief Economist of Deloitte. Thank you.